listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A Southwest MP has parted ways with her party, Sophie Moormond, leaving the Legalise Cannabis WA party to contest as an independent for the Southwest. She was elected to Parliament with the party in 2021 in the Southwest electorate. Some wins for the Southwest and Great Southern in yesterday's state budget. Another $173 million will be invested into the long-awaited redevelopment of Bunbury Hospital, while $4 million will go towards a new fishing platform in Bunbury. And the Gloucester and Dave Evans bicentennial trees are in store for an upgrade thanks to a $3 million investment. Shelter WA is calling on the state government to establish its own rental affordability scheme. It follows yesterday's state budget, which revealed a total $1.1 billion in funding to help boost housing supply and affordability. CEO Kath Snell says they'll continue to push for a scheme here as the end of the national plan looms.
We would also like to have seen some rapid accommodation measures to really tackle the street presence that we're seeing across WA. We also need a rental affordability scheme in WA to make sure there's more affordable rentals.
Aussie women living with endometriosis are set to gain better access to care. The federal government is expected to set aside nearly $50 million in Tuesday's budget so they can access longer specialised consultations covered under Medicare. In sport, big board riders from across the state have flocked to Denmark for the 2024 WA Longboard Championships. The three-day event set to get underway from today and will see competitors hit the water across 13 divisions. Dunsborough local Ryan Clark going against the pack in the battle for the state title, while Margaret Rivers Amanda Curley will look to defend her over-50s Australian Championship. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app. Search for your area and subscribe now.